an open letter to Metro Santa Cruz. Here is Kay Zwirling.
They say words have meanings. I believe it. They say also a picture is worth a thousand words, and I believe that too. Imagine then the millions of words that came to mind when I first gazed upon the cover illustration of the October 22nd edition of Metro Santa Cruz, the weekly. This cover featured an illustration of Barack Obama sporting a toothy winning grin and a colorful Superman-like costume. The Obama caricature stood astride a black and white line drawing of Santa Cruz in the foreground, America in the background, and everyone locally and nationally crying out, "Help!" Fair enough, our candidate is here to help, with hope for a change, as the campaign touts. Now, what captured the attention of all those who called our attention to this picture is that Superman Obama is standing hands on hips with one colorful boot squashing the Santa Cruz Sentinel and the other colorful boot squashing your local radio station, KSCO. But wait. There, firmly affixed to the squashed KSCO, is a Nazi swastika, and therein lies the reason a million words flooded my mind at the sight of that cover graphic. You see, as a Jewess who lost family members to Nazi concentration camps, I'm all too aware of the significance of jackbooted caricatures bearing swastikas. To cope, I closed my mind off to the millions of words that want to cry out and turn instead to our friends at Metro Santa Cruz to ask, why? Why did you affix a swastika to the squashed KSCO on the cover of your newspaper? Is Metro Santa Cruz telling us that a victorious Obama is going to squash all political dissent like the Nazis squashed the Jews? If this is what Metro Santa Cruz is telling us, we ask, what happened to the liberal ideals of inclusiveness, non-judgmentalism, diversity? Words do have meaning. And pictures are worth a thousand words, and I am Kay Zwirling.